Zazen is performative. Zazening is performative. By performative, I mean in the sense it is our ongoing doing. So we say the bodhisattva lives prajnaparamita. It's living prajnaparamita. When we're not being sat, we're sitting, and sitting sits us. Performative in our ordinary sense, we think there's a performance in a space, and then there's an audience for a performance, and the audience and the space and the performers are all separate entities. That isn't the way it is in reality, nor is that the way it is in zazening. That's why I use the word zazening as a verb. But it's not just zazening, it's the nature of our whole life. Our whole life is this whole universe, this experiencing, which doesn't have me and not me, but it's this whole universe that is our life, except if we get caught up in self-centered dreams of what I want and don't want, what I like and what I don't like, what's me and what's not me. And then based on that, we get into judgments, we get into harming, we get into all sorts of attachments that result in suffering. So in the Heart Sutra, which we just recited, it's no old age and death and no end to old age and death. It's no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. And its form is exactly empty, and empty is exactly form. And this emptiness is the manifesting of our being just this moment experiencing. Because the nature of life is this ongoing changing. And the only times we get in trouble is when we hold on to self and others and all the judgment and anger, hate, sadness, greed that comes out of that. The attachment that the Buddha says is that leads manifest as suffering or as unsatisfactoriness, because we believe when greed comes up, we believe that. When anger comes up, we believe that, as that's the way I should live in this world of me and not me. So in one sense, our practice is always noticing where and how we're entangling in that. And in another sense, it's manifesting this experiencing as it is, this experiencing universe as it is, and then responding skillfully. Living zazeni. When we're sitting upright, it's easy. Easy because we get to be this moment, be breathing, be sat by the universe, and then notice where and how we might entangle in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our memories, in our judgments. We have no control over that, those streams that sort of pass through our life. But we do have the opportunity to keep noticing them in a skillful way so that they can be let go of, so that, as Dogen says, we can forget the self. And then the 10,000 dharmas, the whole universe, can perform, can awaken us to who we always are. we can be awakened by the ongoing verbing, performing of this universe that is ourself and all the beings we encounter and all the realms we encounter, those that we're aware of and those that we're not aware of. That's called living prajnaparamita, wisdom beyond wisdom, or the truth of who and what we and everyone we meet is. Living that is what zazening is. Living that is what practice is, including noticing where we're caught up. Noticing that is so that we can do what's skillful. And we each have our own skillful practice and opportunities, and we do it to the best of our ability. It's not a matter of judgment, but it's simply a matter of seeing clearly what's going on. So, to go back to that performative, it's being the performer and the audience, being the concert hall, if I could use that kind of performance, and the air and the sound and the hearing as we hear it, whether we're the one who is so-called performing or we're the one who is so-called audience. Performer, audience, the score, the stage, the seats, the hall, the air, all together is this performative zazening that is our life. Nothing special that we need to do. The floor is right here. The light is right here. The room is right here. The air is right here. It's all together. Living this moment. Living this moment. Nothing extra to do except, of course, when we're caught up, when we're holding on to and believing thoughts, judgments, then to notice those. Noticing those are the opportunity to let them go, so to speak. Letting them go means allowing them to arise, allowing them to pass, because that's part of the nature of being who we are. This, if I use the image, this ocean of waves that come and go. Being the ocean, all sorts of waves can come and go. And we don't have to add on anything to make the waves be the way we want or to judge who and what they are, unless they show up in our face and then we can move out of the way. We can wipe our face if we get all wet. That's it. That's performative. Performative is being just this moment, being this experiencing, and out of that being this experiencing, responding, or as the Heart Sutra says, living prajnaparamita, which is the bodhisattva that we are, the compassionate response as we are, is living the wisdom of that's beyond wisdom, that's beyond our ideas, but it's the way and who we always are. So, thank you.